Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the OKPlay India Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nupur Jain Konya from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Nupur Jain Konya from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of OKPlay India Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year 2025. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings conference call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by the information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rishabh Handa, Executive Director and CFO of the company. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Rishabh Handa to give his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nupur. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rishabh Handa, Director and CFO of OKPlay India Limited. On behalf of the entire management team, I would like to extend a warm welcome and thank you all for joining us today for our fourth quarter earnings for FY25. Before we delve into the performance highlights of the quarter, allow me to briefly introduce our company for those who may be new to the OKPlay story. OKPlay India Limited is a pioneer in the plastic molding product industry with over three decades of expertise. We specialize in manufacturing high-quality toys and automotive components, and our operations are supported by advanced manufacturing facilities strategically located in Haryana, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan. Our technological capabilities span rotation molding, go molding, and injection molding, ensuring we consistently meet the highest industry standards. In Q4 of FY25, we reported a revenue of approximately 58 crores, representing a modest decline of about 3% compared to the same quarter last year. Let me now walk you through the performance of our key business segments. Starting with automotive components, on the automotive components division, which primarily serves the commercial vehicle segment, witnessed a sequential decline of around 25% in quarter four. This underperformance is aligned with the broader market trends within the CV sector. Despite these short-term challenges, we remain optimistic about the medium to long-term outlook. As shared in our previous call, we have started diversifying our revenue streams beyond the automotive space. Notably, we are now manufacturing roto and go molded components for prominent clients such as Vestas and Indocobi. We are also actively exploring the passenger vehicle segment with an initial focus on vacuum foam parts and blow molded fuel tanks. In addition, we have recently secured a strategic order from Escorts for blow molded components supporting their construction and agricultural verticals. We expect these new partnerships to begin contributing meaningfully to revenues from FY26 onwards. Our toy segment continues to be a key growth engine. In Q4 of FY25, the toys business grew by approximately 40% on a quarter-to-quarter basis, underscoring strong momentum and increasing market share. India's toy sector is on an impressive growth trajectory. Exports surged by 239% in FY23 compared to FY15, and the industry is expected to reach $3 billion by 2028, growing at a CAGR of around 12%. Recognizing its potential, the government of India has identified toys as a champion sector. Quoting the Honorable Finance Minister from the recent Union Budget, building on the National Action Plan for Toys, we will implement a scheme to make India a global toy hub, focusing on clusters, skill development, and a robust manufacturing ecosystem. geopolitical developments are also opening new doors. The U.S. has recently imposed a steep 145% tariff on toys being imported from China, compared to India's base rate of 10%, presenting a golden opportunity for Indian manufacturers to expand their footprint in the global toy market. India's toy exports have grown steadily from $40 million in FY15 to an estimated $152 million in FY24. Meanwhile, toy imports from China have declined significantly from $235 million in FY20 to just $41 million in FY24, supported by import regulations and a push for domestic sourcing. It is worth noting that India enjoys a clear cost advantage relative to regional competitors with tariffs for Vietnam, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Thailand ranging between 32% and 46%. Furthermore, with the ongoing bilateral trade discussions, there is potential for India's tariff rate to further decline to 5 to 6%, boosting our competitiveness. We have built strong relationships with major partners, including Amazon, Hamleys, Linkit, and Lifelong, and we are confident of reaching peak capacity utilization soon. Under the phase 2 expansion of toys, looking ahead, we are preparing to launch phase 2. This phase will focus on injection molded toys, including battery-operated ride-ons and role-play products. We are working closely with Invest India to finalize the location for our new plant, which we expect to break ground in the second half of FY26. The total planned investment for phase 2 is about 100 crores. We also intend to benefit from the upcoming production-linked incentive scheme and the toy sector policies announced in the union budget, which are expected to provide capital subsidies and rebates. Our subsidiary, MRH Technologies Private Limited, has signed an exclusive 10-year licensing agreement with Manning Newman, a global leader in the filtration technology, for manufacturing and distribution of air purifiers in India. This agreement includes exclusive manufacturing rights directly or through our subcontractors to manufacture these products for the entire country. This agreement includes master distribution rights and the ability to appoint sub-distributors for sales, installation, and service across the country. In line with our sustainability vision, this partnership enables us to bring innovative air purification solutions to the Indian market. At the 2024 symposium, Manning Newman introduced several cutting-edge products, including Pure Air outdoor filters, filter cubes, and mobile air purifiers. The effectiveness of these solutions have been validated through trials conducted by IIT Delhi at PM Sri Kendriya Vidyalaya School during the pollution intensive period from September to November 2024. Results showed over 80% reduction in PM levels in both indoor and outdoor settings. Additionally, we successfully completed a pilot deployment at GD Goenka Public School, achieving significant AQI reduction, which demonstrates the commercial viability and impact of our filtration solutions. Trials are underway in other institutions as well, and we are now looking at commercially launching these products in the current year. To summarize, while the automotive component segment faced short-term headwinds, we have taken decisive steps to diversify and de-risk this business. The toys division continues to gain strong traction, supported by policy tailwinds, international trade dynamics, and robust demand. Our air filtration business, in partnership with Manning Newman, is poised to address a critical need in urban development and institutions. We are excited about the road ahead and remain fully committed to delivering sustainable growth and value creation for our shareholders. With that, I would like to open the floor to any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dheeraj Kaswa from RRR Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So just a quick question up front. What were the revenue bifurcation in Q4 for toys and auto segment?
So in Q4, we have done about 28 crores in toys and about 30 crores in the automotive segment.
Okay, and what were these figures in the previous quarter, I mean Q4 of 2024?
So see, if I talk about the automotive component business, in Q4 of FY24, we did 40 crores, and in FY25, we did 30 crores, thus a decline of about 25%. And in the toy segment, in FY24, we did 20 crores, and in FY25, we've done 28 crores, and so increase of about 40%.
Yeah, so like 28 CR we did like this quarter, and our maximum, optimum capacity, we can do around 48 CR in toys, right?
So we have a capacity of doing about 14 to 15 crores a month in toys.
Okay, and what is your projection? Like, at what quarter will we reach our optimum capacity, utilization?
You see, even quarter four, it's not been bad as far as the numbers are concerned from the toys perspective. Mm-hmm. We've grown pretty substantially. We've grown by about 40% compared to that. But yes, I mean, see, as of now, the situation is that there is ample demand and we are still ramping up. And even though we have set up capacity, there have been certain teething issues. And hence, the numbers could not go up further. But we expect these numbers to go up in the coming quarter.
Yeah, okay. That's perfect. Okay, I'll join the queue later on. Thanks for the answer.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kanav Manoj, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Sir, I would request you to please use your handset.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So my first question is that we have excess land in Chennai, around 10 acres. So particular for land.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you at all.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
We have excess land in Chennai, around 10 acres. What is particular plan?
So as of now, we are running our automotive business from there, which serves the customers in the southern part of the country. And yes, we have a lot of land available there. So, I mean, we are still contemplating as of now, but at the phase two of our toys plan, we may set up the plant there or we may set up in another area, depends on a lot of factors. We haven't really decided as of yet.
Okay. And coming years, from which segment you are targeting as maximum revenue will come in, let's say, 2 years?
No, I'm sorry, but you're not audible at all. Can you repeat the question, please?
I am saying that in coming years, let's say 2 years, from which segment you are targeting as maximum revenue will come, from which segment?
So see, like I mentioned in my previous earnings calls also, we are very bullish on the entire toy story. Not just for our company, but from the perspective of the government promoting it and toy manufacturing as a whole in India. And we remain optimistic about this segment. The other segment where, a lot of growth is also expected is the air filtration business, which is coming up now. And we expect to commercialize that also very shortly.
And in air purifier, as you seen as a panel or a leaf only?
Sorry, come again, please. Repeat that again.
I'm saying that air purifier business, as you think, and only one or two state business or pan-India business.
No, no, this will be a pan-India business. Like how I just mentioned in the introductory call, we are just doing pilots as of now. And the requirement for this is across the country. It may be outside India as well, but we're going to first start with servicing the customers in India.
And I have seen our trade receivable quite high in the current in 25. The typical reason for,
you know, I'm sorry, but I can't. It's very difficult to hear you,
Mr. Kanak. I would request you to please use your handset. Due to no response from the current participant, we will move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Sukant Garg from Equable Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Rishabh. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right. So, I have particularly two questions. One is related to the average cash collection period. So, what kind of an average cash BMA collection period after sales that we have?
This is with respect to which business?
With respect to the overall business, average cash on the toy side also,
see,
on the auto side also.
For our automotive business, it's usually 90 days, and for the toys business, it's about 60 days.
Okay, thank you. And one more thing, do we have any plans for FY26 or FY27 to increase the capacity? Because last time we have discussed in the call that you have plans to optimize the capacity by Q4. But do we have any plans to?
I'll tell you. We have already done phase one of our expansion in the toys business, where we have invested about 50 crores and we've set up a capacity of doing around 15 crores a month, of which we have already attained about 9 to 10 crores in quarter four. So we are pretty much on track and we expect reaching optimum capacity in the coming quarters. Now, phase two of our toys business will be getting into a different sort of product range altogether from what we do currently. And yes, we will be increasing, not increasing capacity, but that will be another business or another range of product that we will be adding on to this existing business segment.
So if you'll be adding on to the business of the existing category, so you will be increasing the capacity also, or you will be utilizing the current capacity to reach it to the optimum?
So that is a different process. So that is, we're going to be getting into battery-operated toys, injection-molded toys. Currently, we're largely into rotational and blow-molded toys. So that is different from what we're doing currently.
So we would be looking into more facilities, hiring or buying more facilities in future?
Yes, we will be looking into setting up another plant.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gupta from SN Trust. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I hope I'm audible. My question is regards to the current tariffs that the U.S. has implemented. Does this benefit our story with the toys? Because I believe for phase two, you're looking to expand with relations to exports, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And to answer your question, it benefits us a lot. In fact, like I mentioned, it's a golden opportunity for Indian toy manufacturers as of now, at least for the next 90 days for sure, till the time Trump decides. But even then, as on today, it is 145% on China, vis-a-vis 10% on India. And with the ongoing bilateral trade agreements and talks, we expect this 10% to further reduce to about 6 to 7%. So it will put us in a very advantageous spot compared to China, which today has a majority share in the global toy market.
So we expect to actually be able to take market share from China moving forward, even with our phase one being done, or only specific to phase one, phase two? Because I understand phase one is related to domestic catering, correct?
So phase one, the rotational blow molded toys that we do also has potential for export, some range of products which we would be looking into exporting. But largely phase two, where we're going to get into the different sort of products, would be for the export market.
Could you give us an expected completion date for phase two's CapEx, if it's okay?
We plan to invest about 100 crores, and we plan to do this by the second half of FY26. And I think it should be taking about anywhere from 6 to 10 months to put the plant in place.
I have a question. So if we look at the run rate that you're looking for phase one, it's about 15 crores at full capacity. For phase two, do you have any idea what the expected run rate could be in terms of an addition, or is it too soon?
Sorry, come again, please.
For phase one, we're expected to do about a 15 crore run rate. For phase two, what would the run rate expected to come to? Do you have any idea? Or once it's completed, only then we'll get an understanding.
See, this is a very fluid, I wouldn't want to answer it because I do not have exact numbers as of now, and it depends a lot on how we perform, to be honest. I mean, given the current tailwinds, with the whole tariff situation going on, we obviously expect numbers to come up. But it's very difficult for me to comment on this at the moment.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Madan Mohan from Mohan Industries. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Resham. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're
audible. Okay, thank you. Mr. Resham, I have a few questions. One is your MRH technology for air purifiers. What is the share of OK Play in that company?
OK Play
holding in MRH technologies.
51%. Of MRH is owned by OK Play.
How much, sir? Sorry, how much?
51%.
51%, okay. So, thank you. And second is, now toy industry is a booming industry in India as well as the finance minister's budgetary allocations. So, now any seasonality for this toys business? For example, now it is a school opening. So, can we expect this quarter will be the highest peak for the toy business, or it is not like that the whole year it will be the same?
Well, that's a good question. See, earlier our business was seasonal because we were doing more of institutional-oriented products, which were more to cater to schools and daycares and creches and all. Now, the growth that we're getting is not from the institutional-oriented product, it is more from the retail-oriented product. So, yes, we do expect a slight decline, seasonally, but it's not going to be substantial like how it was before. And we expect that we make this business, in the coming years, we do about we run at optimum capacity and we do the numbers that I have mentioned on an average. So even one quarter may spike up, one quarter may reduce a little bit, but it will not be anything substantial.
But can we expect this will be the, we can expect this quarter maybe the very good because the schools
yes,
and other organizations.
This quarter is expected to be good because our contracts, like I mentioned in the earnings call previously as well, are now commercialized and we've started supplying. And we expect the numbers to come up. Like we've seen numbers spike up in quarter four, we expect this to further grow in quarter one of FY25.
Okay, thanks for that, sir. My last question is, because the toy industry is booming, expected booming in the future, do you have any plans of getting tie-ups or something like that with any international brands, which will give more valuation in respect to OK Play?
Yes.
I hope you got my question, sir.
Good question. Yes. So we are in talks. I cannot disclose as of now. That is where a substantial growth for our business is expected, because a lot of companies in the U.S. are now looking to move base from China. Not just the U.S., actually, even the Europe, the toy companies even in Europe, but largely, yes, in the U.S. And we are in talks with several large toy companies from the U.S. to either do a joint venture or to, you know, do white labeling or OEM manufacturing to cater to their range of products.
Yeah, I think there is a very good news for the, all the shareholders of OK Play, sir. Thank you very much and all the best, Mr. Rishabh, and OK Play.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Kafwas from RRR Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rishabh. So one of the main concerns was that, as you have seen in the last four quarters, continuously quarter on quarter, I mean year on year, the auto revenue has been falling and the CV industry is not doing so good. So, like, what has not been good? The auto revenues of our company has been falling in the, like, the continuous four quarters. The revenue has been down year on year.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so, like, what are the
I mentioned in my call, this is not just to do with our company. The CV market itself has been down, and hence the numbers have been down. But we have, you know, adopted a strategy where we are now de-risking this business as well. Say if the CV market underperforms in the coming years also, we should be getting you know, some growth coming in from the non-automotive part of the business. So we do not expect, you know, many major decline coming in numbers. In fact, the coming year, FY26, the projection that we've got, even from a CV business perspective, look good and, you know, much better than what we did in FY25. But even if that does not happen, we should be getting some kind of business coming in from the non-automotive customers as well.
Okay, great. And my next question was that we saw that in Q4 there has been a large charge of tax, and it's not a tax that we have actually paid. It's, I think, because of some scheme. Are you, like, changing your tax scheme so you don't have to pay tax in this quarter four, and from next year all the tax filings will be, like, accurate at 25%?
So this is deferred tax, right? So it shows on the books that it reflects as a number, but it's not payable. There is no outflow. And if the company makes a substantial amount of profit in the next year, some amount of it would be adjusted, because we do have some accumulated losses even today. But yes, then we would be paying the tax out.
And my last question would be that what, can you give some update on the preference that we were doing? Like, what stage are we at?
Sorry, on what?
We were doing a preferential allotment, like before.
Yes. That is underway as of now, and we would be closing this shortly.
So along with that, the money that will be coming in from preference, like, are we going to raise more equity or debt for the capex that we will be doing for the 100 CR plant?
That depends on a lot of factors as of now, and we are still, you know, kind of making a blueprint and making a plan of this. So something that I do not know exactly as of now, but we will do what makes sense, you know, financially, and which does not affect the balance sheet much.
Oh, okay. And I had one further question about the BIS certification for toys. So I think you said that you have that certification, right?
Yeah, we have the BIS certification.
And is that certification mandatory for each factory that you set up, or it's on a whole company-wide basis?
It's for the whole company.
Okay, so like when we will be setting the new factory, so that we won't.
So
have
BIS is now mandatory. It's a legal prerequisite to sell toys in India, and it does not depend on a, you know, on where the company is. Even if there are companies outside India, they need to have the gear in India.
Yeah, yeah, and that's correct. But my question was that when we will be setting a new factory, so do we need to get a BIS certificate for each factory that we set up, or it's on a
No, it's not.
Hello.
Please try to understand. It's not company specific or plant specific. It's product specific. So we do not need to get another BIS license. We already have a BIS license. What we do is we add on the product to that license.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, yes, hi. So firstly, sir, you have reached your phase one expansion, right? So that means you are currently sitting at, that last time you mentioned, you will be closing Q4 at 4x of what your toys capacity used to be. So you're currently sitting at that capacity, right?
That is right.
But you're not running at optimum utilization as of now.
Also, see, like I mentioned, the capacity that we've set up is about 15 crores a month. And I think we've done fairly well in quarter four, where we've attained about, I mean, we've done what was 8 crores, so that's about more than 9 crores a month, right? So it's not that it's not been a good performance, but I would like to tell you that, you know, there have been, you know, ramping up 4X is not an easy thing. You know, going from 4 crores a month to 15 crores a month is not an easy thing. There have been teething issues which we've been dealing with. And we expect these things to normalize in the coming quarters. And, you know, we have good demand. And that is, I think, the most crucial for any business. And we've set up very strong contracts with the leading players in the country, as well as now, you know, in talks with the leading players outside the country. So we are optimistic about the growth coming in.
So is the demand that you see right now, is that enough for you to, you know, reach your target of 200 crores from the toys business in FY26, which you had mentioned in the last call?
We should be doing that.
Okay.
I don't want to comment on specific numbers, but we should be doing that.
Okay. And the blended EBITDA, you said you can expect around 22-24%. Does that still hold true? Is that sustainable?
Sorry, the EBITDA?
Blended EBITDA margins, 22%.
Yeah, the blended would be about 20. No, the blended would be about 20-22%. Yeah,
20-22%. Okay. And just
even in quarter four, we've shown about 20%. We've got about a 20% EBITDA.
Right. Okay. And this phase two, which you mentioned, that is the one you keep referring to when you say you'll be setting up a new plant, correct?
Yes.
So that will not add to your capacity, is that what you're saying? It will just be another unit for what then?
No, that will add to the whole business. These numbers that I'm talking about are only from phase one, which we've already set up. We are further going to grow in that with phase two coming up.
Okay, so when phase two comes on board, the 14 to 15 crore per month potential will inch up higher, correct?
Of course.
Okay.
This 14-15 is only from the phase one.
Only from the phase one. Okay, yeah.
Already set up.
And you don't have the numbers yet, how much phase two will add to that?
No, I can't comment on the numbers yet because we are still formulating the whole plan. But see, think of it this way. The U.S. toy market is a $40 billion market, 77% being catered by China. Now with this whole tariff situation opening up, I mean, the market is huge. We are a very, very, we are a drop in the ocean probably in terms of how big the market is. So it all depends on us and how well we perform.
Okay. And when you say the demand is looking good right now, is it more local, domestic, or exports?
You know, like I mentioned, domestic is something that we've done under phase one. And from the new range of products that we enter, we would be catering a little bit to the domestic market, but that will largely be for the export market.
No, no, what I'm saying is the demand right now is more from the domestic side or from the exports market?
The demand right now is 95% of our current suppliers to the domestic market.
Domestic market. All right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajat Sethia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is about your strategy related to the toys segment. We sell in our own name, in our own brands, as well as we are looking to do contract manufacturing. We are already doing that. So going forward, where is the focus going to be? Is it both ends or just the contract manufacturing?
No, no, it will be both ends. We are also growing our own brand. But, you know, with this BIS introduction, the China imports, you know, stopping with the now the tariff situation, there is growth and there is a lot of demand coming on for OEM manufacturing as well. And if we do not cater to that, someone else will. So we don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So it will be both ways.
On the domestic side, I think right now our sales mix is more tilted towards own brands, right?
No, no, it's about, I would say about 30-35% is contract manufacturing and the remaining is our own brand.
Own brands, yeah. So, this own brands, I mean, in India, what is the sales channel? What is the total number of potential outlets that we plan to reach? How big is the market, if
so
you can share
about
the Indian
market? We have multiple channels. Our initial channel that we started with is through a network of distributors. So we have about 85 distributors in India who sell further directly to schools or they sell to the general trade market, which are your basic mom and pop stores. Then the second is a modern trade channel where we sell directly to, say, a Hamleys or a First Cry and they sell in their stores. And then the third is the online channel where we sell on marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart, all of them. And the fourth, where growth is coming in quite aggressively, is the OEM contract manufacturing. And then these guys, I mean, they sell largely online or they sell, through their stores. Like we do contract manufacturing for First Cry under their various private labels. Then we do it for Amazon. Amazon, in fact, is our large customer. So they sell online as well as through their stores.
Right, right. When it comes to our own brands, through the first three ways of selling that you described, in terms of the competitive intensity, how many players, toys, branded toys, companies are there? Where do we stack up, let's say, in terms of our pricing when it comes to competing with the other brands? How are we positioned?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So see, toys is a very, it's a very diversified segment. It's not like any one company can do all sorts of toys. So currently the toys that we do, we along with probably one other company have a majority share in India. And all other companies are very small companies, who are refurbishing just their regional areas. And, ours is a branded play. We've had a very good brand name since the past 30 years. So it's not much to do with pricing also here. We are slightly more expensive than this other competitor. I'd like to tell you that. But even then, our products sell because we are known for making good quality products. But it's not anything substantial. I mean, what we offer is a good product market fit.
And sir, in terms of growing within India, which channel do you see where you expect, better potential? Is it through distributors or is it directly selling through online portals?
See, like I said, so when we are doing contract manufacturing, these guys sell through both the channels. And even our the existing brands that we do sell through both network, both the channels, the offline as well as the online. But, you know, our the current range of toys that we have, which are blow molded, is a slightly voluminous in nature. So I personally feel that in years to come, the online segment, you know, would be a growth engine for our kind of toys because, you know, for example, if you and I go to a mall, we will not buy a slide and boom about with it because it's a big product. We rather just order it online and it delivers at our house. So that is where I personally feel the growth will start coming in from.
When it comes to the contract manufacturing side, I think largely we are right now doing this within India, but going forward with the new CAPEX, phase two CAPEX, we want to go to outside India, and that's what you mentioned, that you are in discussions with a lot of clients in US.
Our phase two will primarily be for the export market. That is where the growth potential is. See, we can attain 200, 300, 400 crores, you know, from the domestic, but if we want to make it a 1,000 crore business, we will not be able to do it if we just focus on the domestic market. There is a large opportunity and a big vacuum now being created as far as the export market is concerned, thanks to the tariffs also coming up now, and that is what we want to bank on.
Right. And in terms of our financing needs, given we just completed one CAPEX and we are planning to do another big one, so how are we looking to fund it?
You see, like I said, you know, this is something that we are still deciding. But having said that, there is a lot of interest from equity side of point of view also, as well as from a debt point of view also. But we will not be kind of getting into a situation where we have a substantial amount of debt sit on our balance sheet. This is something that the management is also, you know, stressed upon, and if you see in the past few quarters also, we have reduced our debt quite a bit. So I, you know, and with the fundraise coming, I mean, I think it will largely be equity, but if we need some debt, we will go ahead with that also. It depends. I cannot kind of give you an exact answer as of today.
Oh, sure, no problem. Just one final one. Is it correct that our asset turns from the first CAPEX on the toys side were around 3x? I think we invested around 50-60 crores in the first phase on
yes,
toys.
Yes. It's about 3. Our asset turnover is about 3 to 3.5.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate answering all the questions.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management from OK Play India Limited for closing comments.
So thank you to all our shareholders for joining us. And, you know, I look forward to interacting with you all in the next call. Thank you.
On behalf of OK Play India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.